Welcome to the CineScare podcast. I am one of your hosts, Matt Speak.
I am also one of your hosts, Joe Carl Jepsen, Malort Jans.
And with us, as always, is the super fan, Mr. Mark Biscotti.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Great, great intro. Appreciate it.
And with us, as always, as well, is Catherine Horan.
Hello, hello.
And of course, we have a special guest this time. We cannot do a special episode. And we can't do a special episode without our friend of the show, Brian Nezbitowski.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo!
Perfect. Yeah, I'd like to say he's more than friend of the show. He's also friend of the Joe. Welcome
That's
back,
true.
Brian.
Yeah.
That's great. You guys love him so much.
That's true. And if you'll notice that our opening theme song is a little different, I kind of feel like anytime we have a special episode, we've got to do that one as our opening. And this is a special episode because this is literally our Malort episode.
Whose idea was it?
Certainly
I don't
not
know.
Mine.
It was Matt's. It was Matt's idea.
Yeah, I think it might have been mine. And so where this all came from, if you're not from the Chicagoland area, which Mark lives there now and Joe frequents there. He lives not far away.
I lived
His family's
there.
From there. He lived in the Chicagoland area. And I was, we all lived in Chicago at one point, except for friend of the show and Catherine. And so, but I was unaware of Malort, this drink. And I came, my first short, our first short, The Foot of the Bed, was invited to the Chicago Horror Film Festival. And that's where I had my first taste of Malort. And I actually like it. I'm a very rare breed of person that actually kind of likes it. And
I was so impressed.
So
when you took it,
I immediately bought a bottle this is the second bottle I've had. I don't like it enough to drink it that often, but I do like when we go on family vacation, first night of family vacation, it's a Malort shot, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, Malort shot. So, that's become a family tradition. Malort has really become, you know, part of our family.
Its bitter taste is savored by two-fisted drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says in the back of the bottle.
Is that what it says? That's their little thing? Interesting.
Yeah, it says Malort has the aroma and full-bodied flavor of an unusual botanical, and its bitter taste is savored by two-fisted drinkers.
Yeah. Well, Mark is a two-fisted drinker tonight because he's got himself a IPA, it looks like, I think, in addition to having Malort. What is it?
Noon Whistle.
A what?
Noon Whistle.
Pine Tree.
Noon Whistle Gummy Palooza Hazy IPA.
Oh.
I'd rather drink Malort.
It's delicious.
Oh, no. I love a good hazy. You guys drink that goddamn cider shit. Oh, it's horrible.
Sours. Yeah.
I like sour in sour brutal. Beer. Great.
Sour beer is good.
What do you like drinking, Catherine?
Margaritas. Hence my name.
Oh, Mas Tequila.
Well,
you haven't lived until you've had a Malort margarita, which I highly suggest.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor.
Floor, yep. Exactly.
We did throw down quite a few in Chicago a couple years ago when we were all together. That was a lot of fun. We did, I don't know how many Malort shots during that weekend.
I want to say it was
a number.
Seven at one sitting.
Wow.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And we had, of course, a friend of the show, Vinny, with us, DeSanti with us as well.
We had so many, we forgot Vinny's last name.
Exactly. So Vinny took it like a champ too. He did it like he'd done it before.
Mark, I have a question for you about that. I remember we collectively got a punch card.
Yes.
And did you finish and fill the punch card?
No, I never went back to that bar.
But I'm so glad we got that punch card for you.
I mean, how many did I at the Chicago Film Festival? How many more shots did I do?
I think between all of us, we were around 30 when we
30,
were done.
Yeah. 30
I think
shots.
I think we needed like 50.
I think it was 50. Yeah.
And if you did 50, they punch you right in the mouth. Or you get a hat. One of the two. Yeah.
I thought we got a name up on the wall or something. I don't know.
Did we?
No, Mark was hitting on the bartender.
Or a mug or something, or I don't know.
That was what we were trying to do, I think. But
yeah.
I don't think it
happened. You get a free hat.
Yeah. So this episode, we really don't have a whole lot planned, except for Mark has some trivia for us. And we were going to have Vinny over, but Vinny on the show. But Vinny DeSanti, his movie Ghosts in the Fog, I believe it was that one, got selected at the Portland Horror Film Festival, and his flight back got delayed or something. He got bumped, so he's not leaving until tomorrow. So that's why he couldn't be here tonight. So he's very bummed about it. He really wanted to be a part of this, but he didn't have access to Malort there anyway. So
not a bum.
If you're not in Chicago, it is kind of hard to get. But if you're in the L.A. area, you can go to what's the name of that place?
Total Wine and
Total Wine and Liquors. I can never remember the title of that store for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, Total Wine and Liquor here in the L.A. area. There's a bunch of those you can buy. You can usually get it at one of those. That's pretty much the only place I've seen it, except for some random bars. There's a bar up the street from us called the Guild Hall. It's kind of a nerd bar. Mm-hmm. They have it on behind the bar there. So if you ever feel the need, Catherine, to come and have a shot, come on over and let us know. We'll meet you. Michelle will not join us because she hates Malort, and she's very upset that I'm making it into a family tradition. But it's just the way it goes.
I think in Chicago you can get it at Kroger, like just about everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's
like great. They have a display next to the Bird's Eye section.
Well, it's a citywide hazing ritual, so you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had my girlfriend buy the bottle of Malort, and she was at Benny's, and she couldn't find it for some reason, and so she went up to the head clerk, and she was really embarrassed. She's going, "I can't find a liquor," and the clerk says, "What are you looking for?" And she said, "Malort." And it was this big lumberjack guy standing behind her, and he literally said, "Atta girl."
that's good stuff.
Yeah. Now, so I
went to a little bar in a town called McMinnville, Oregon, where my friend lives, and they had a bottle of Malort there. I was like, "You guys have Malort?" And the bartender was so pissed. He's like, "Yes." He's like, he said one of the bartenders moved here from Chicago and he insisted we get it. And I fucking hate that stuff. He was like angry that they had Malort, that anyone had access to Malort.
I think the first time I had a shot of it, the first time I tasted it was with Mark. Yeah. We were going to a Cubs game. And I believe I said it tasted like something they would use to clean the floors at an abortion clinic.
Yeah.
That's what it smells like.
Yeah. Wait. Pretty accurate.
Did you crack it open, Catherine?
Mm-hmm.
Did you crack it open?
No, that's what I've heard. We have a friend who shits on Malort all the time.
Oh, he shits on Malort?
Constantly lets his go-to butt of jokes, and that's how he describes it.
I'm so excited for Catherine. I cannot wait for her to take a shot of this.
I'm sure it'll be.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
I'm sure I will
time.
Live up to your expectations.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Let's not waste any more time. Mark has been working for Joe and I gave him quite a bit of time to prepare for this. And so sometimes
they give you a lot of time.
We Two gave you at weeks. Least a month. It was at least
You gave me like a half hour. It's like, oh, yeah, half the show is going to be Vinny, and then half the show is going to be the trivia, and then all of a sudden now it's all trivia, so I had to start grinding.
Oh, well, no one
told you. Wheel.
No one told you to do that. We figured there'd be – we could fill the time.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can fill the time.
We will.
I got a plethora.
That's the rules?
That's
are those the rules?
That's a plethora?
Holy shit. My God.
No, oh,
by the way,
it's not all of them.
We are video. We are video recording this, so it is going to be on YouTube. I was planning to play one of the songs from the Greasy Stranglers, our opening, But we would get flagged immediately on YouTube, and it would be taken down.
That's so. We would get flagged for Greasy Strangler music?
Anything we don't have rights to, yeah.
That's some bullshit. Yeah. We haven't been flagged yet.
But we haven't been on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we would be immediately flagged there. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, are you ready? What do we got? What do we need a drum roll?
Drum roll. Scorekeeper. Thank you so much. All right. Hello.
I still don't see the wheel.
The wheel's later, man.
The wheel's later.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. The wheel's later, Joe. The wheel's later.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the 150th episode of the CineScare podcast. I'm your host, superfan Mark Biscani, and we are getting down and dirty. We are getting raunchy. We are getting to get messed up. Because after 150 episodes, what are you hawing for?
It's taking forever.
Oh, you just get ready. We're going to cut loose and we need to take it easy for once. We need to be unprofessional for once. We need to show who we really are, like human beings. And what a perfect episode to do this. The Malort episode. Now, whose idea was this? It was Matt's, so whatever happens on this episode is Matthew Speaks Fault, and only Matthew Speaks Fault. Not Catherine, not Joe, not Brian, and certainly not me. That's right. I was told to be in charge of this trivia.
It seems to me like you're an expert, Mark.
Wait, it's just gonna take forever if you keep interrupting me, Matthew. So I didn't volunteer. I was told to do this.
Are all the pages just his speech?
So it's... Jesus. So bear in mind, whatever happens on this episode, it's not my fault. I cannot be fired or penalized on this episode. I am an immune from the CineScare gods. So with that being said, let's meet our scorekeeper, friend of the show, Brian Nezpitowski. Brian, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for letting me know now. Great. Good times.
What do you mean? I let you know like a long time ago that you're going to be on the show.
Right, to be on it, but not to keep score. But I got you, because I can do it. Don't worry.
Yeah, of course.
So you weren't aware of what you were supposed to do on this?
Not at all.
Mark made a boner.
I didn't make a boner on that. Listen, Brian knew he was going to be a scorekeeper. Brian, what else? Why else would I have you on the show?
I figured to drink the Lord, you know, and have a good time, but now I got to be a scorekeeper. But as long as I can count three, we're good.
Oh, I see. You thought you're – well, don't worry. You're going to have your chance with trivia, Brian. You're fine. Don't worry.
I'm good. Don't worry.
All right.
I got
don't Brian, worry,
if it
Brian,
helps
don't
at
worry.
All, he Mark's mentioned something about the Malort being more dangerous for you and Mark than Catherine and Matt and I. So –
Why is it more dangerous?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, when we get to the rules, you'll find out.
Shut up, Joe. Mm. Shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Joe. All right. So let's first meet our contestants, shall we? Our first contestant hails from Bettendorf, Iowa. He's a school teacher, an author, an actor, a director of films like At the Foot of the Bed on Halloween Night. And he has an upcoming film called Decorations debuting, I believe, this Halloween. Correct, Matt?
It is, yeah, and it's going to be at Midsummer Scream. It got accepted or invited to Midsummer Scream again this summer, that's all so far.
Yeah, and he is also a loving and doting husband to a beautiful, talented artist named Michelle Speak. Not to mention, he's a great dad. He's also one of the co-founding hosts of the CineScare podcast, Mr. Matthew Speak. How about a little applause?
Where are we at?
Yay.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yay. Are you excited about being on this show, Matthew?
I am very excited. I think this is going to be one of our greatest episodes ever, and I cannot wait.
Okay. Our next contestant is our newest member of the CineScare podcast. She hails from Burbank, California, but originally grew up in New Mexico, which explaining a lot of things about her. This She is a voice actor known from the film The Exotic Samurai and the documentary The Ancient Art of Maximum Efficiency in Self-Preservation in Hand Punching with Kicks and Ground Punching. She won several awards for her voice acting, and she has brought a wonderful female presence and has added light and joy to this podcast, Miss Catherine Horan.
Wow. I learned so much about myself that I didn't know.
What do you mean?
I'm not a voice actor. I'm a voiceover casting director. But, yeah, it's cool. I didn't know I'd won awards.
I tell you. Wait a second.
Mark, oh, made a boner.
I strive for accuracy on this show.
I looked it up on IMDb. Catherine Horan, it said you did that.
IMDb. IMBD, we have copyrighted.
We have IMDb.
The movie you mentioned was a movie I did. I was in it, but I'm not voiceover actor.
Oh, I thought you were a voiceover actor.
No.
No. Oh, you're a voiceover casting.
I cast voice actors in projects.
You cast voice actors. How would I do? Would you ever cast me?
If we needed someone with a Chicago accent.
Fucking who can't read?
If we need the voice of a talking moose from Chicago. Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Why do you keep on seeing talking moose? I don't understand.
Because you talk like this. You know, you sound like a talking moose from Chicago.
Oh God! All right, and our final contestant is our last contestant. Comes from Davenport, Iowa. His accomplishments are with jobs is blurring nipples. Women from Sears
LaSalle,
catalogs.
Illinois.
Huh?
I hail from LaSalle, Illinois. Because he said Matt came from Bettendorf. That's where he was born. I was born
not
in
where
LaSalle.
I live now. I live in Burbank now. But
yeah, I live in Davenport now. But
yeah, so you did my past and his present.
Right.
A little off.
Again, striving for accuracy. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Fucking Jesus.
Mark right. made a boner.
Jesus Christ. All right. Anyways, some of his accomplishments are with jobs is blurring nipples on women from Sears catalogs. He's an actor. He's a carpenter. The number one fan of Johnny Sacco Band. He's a husband, a father, an artist. He's the king of Halloween houses of Davenport, Iowa. He's the co-founding host of the CineScare podcast. He's literally the nuts and bolts that keeps this podcast going. The creator of the only horror podcast of IMBD, where you can find whatever horror movie you want on our podcast with just three clicks on the website, CineScareHorror.com. A genius, a legend, Mr. Joe Jans. Yay.
Oh, yay. Yeah, wait. Sorry.
Yay.
The crowd goes wild.
The crowd goes wild.
That's a great
keep it going. Keep it going.
Joe, do you have an introduction for Mark?
There's Mark.
Oi. Yeah, that's my introduction. Great. Well, I'm the host. I'm super fan, Mark. I've been on the show for a while, and pleasure being on this podcast.
Not the host.
MC tonight, Joe. He's the MC.
Yes. Master of ceremonies.
No, master of ceremonies. I'm not a host.
Yeah.
Right. Because I fucking said so. Right. All right. Now, before we start, I thought, this is a really great time to, start the episode, the trivia. And I thought it would be really nice, since a friend of the show, Brian's here, if he could sing the national anthem.
Oh, I'm having mic trouble. Sorry.
Can you please sing the national anthem?
Should we all rise?
Yes, we all understand.
Is this an all rise moment?
You got a problem singing the national anthem?
No.
You're not going to sing the national anthem.
Mark made a boner.
Not today.
you're not going to sing it. Okay, how about Pledge Allegiance? Ready? Hand over hearts, everybody. Brian, take it away.
No, you can go ahead, Mark.
What are you, a communist? What do you got a problem with? What kind of American are you? Like, you won't even do the pledge of allegiance?
I'm two shots ahead of everyone, by the way.
You know what? My Malort is getting impatient right now.
Wait. No, I'm getting to it right now. Hang on. Since Brian doesn't want to be patriotic in 250 years anniversary. Fuck.
In 250 years, he'll be patriotic, yes.
250 years, we might get to trivia.
Yeah. Okay, so now before we start the Malort trivia, it is customary and tradition when we have a virgin in the house. And the virgin we are talking about is our sweet, innocent co-host, Catherine Horan. She has never done or had a Malort in her life, as we just said. That is correct, Catherine. You don't know
correct.
What this is.
I know what it is, but I've never had it.
Correct. So, Joe, Matt, Brian, and myself are true aficionados with the nectar of the gods.
I'm pouring a shot right now, just to get it ready.
Let's go. Let's all open it up.
How tall is a shot, by the way? How many ounces is a shot, Mark?
It's like 2 ounces.
4 ounces.
4 ounces?
Four ounces?
4 ounces.
Or is that a double? I don't know.
I think it's 2 ounces.
I think it's two.
Jesus Christ. All right, here we go. Number one.
Wait.
I think Catherine, I got a bad ready? Bottle.
Catherine, you ready?
Catherine?
Smells like rubbing alcohol.
She just smelled it.
All right.
Cheers to all of you. I love
you. Cheers to Senescare.
Cheers to Senescare.
Cheers to 150 more minutes.
150 years.
Oh, that was a double. Yeah, that was a double. This shot glass is big.
She's chasing it with the Pepsi. What do you think?
It's not as bad as I was expecting.
Oh, that's good.
Just not as bad.
High praise from Catherine.
It tastes like rubbing alcohol, but it's not as bad as I was expecting.
Catherine, you know, use your indoor voice. Indoor voice.
Sorry, I got really close to the microphone. That was my Mark impersonation.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well done.
I gotta give you.
Oh no. There we go. That's what I meant.
Well done, Catherine. You seem like you're still gubbing it. Just like, rah.
You know.
It's the aftertaste.
Getting it out of my, yeah.
Oh, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, it actually.
I feel like it kind of tastes like pineapple. Grapefruit. No. Grapefruit.
It tastes like a grapefruit rind.
Yeah. I think we should do cement mixers for episode 200.
Cement mixers for episode 200. Yeah. We could just do Irish car bombs.
I'd be fine with that too.
I'd be definitely fine with that.
Show all right, hands. Ladies who all and has gentlemen. To work in the morning?
Me.
Okay.
Me.
But it's only 5:30 here, so I have got time to sober up before work.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, are we ready?
All right. Yes.
As ready as we're gonna...
ready. Joe, are you ready?
I've been ready.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. Trivia category number one.
All right.
This is called the 90s Cube of Death. The rules to the 90s Cube of Death. Here are the rules of the 90s Cube of Death.
Okay.
One, there will be 5 rolls of the 90s Cube of Death. Shannon, can you please
Shannon's here. Come on.
Lovely Shannon's here.
Shannon's here.
You didn't introduce her.
There she is.
She's Vanna White.
Oh, she's dressed up.
Game show.
Oh, wow.
Why are you bearing the lead? She should have been at the front of us.
She should have done a shot, too.
Yeah.
They're applauding you. Oh, God, here we go. She's dropping everything.
Maybe, Mark, maybe you should move off camera and let Shannon sit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I think since she's a part of this show right now, she should do a shot of Malort.
Oh, she should.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tell her I did it.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice.
There you go.
Oh, that's fine.
It's not bad. Yeah, we're doing all right. All right. So here is the rules. There will be 5 rolls of the 90s Cube of Death for each contestant. Each contestant will have 5 rolls of the 90s Cube of Death. Rule number 2. There are 4 sides that says 90s on the 90s Cube of Death. There are 2 sides with the word Malort on the 90s Cube of Death.
Should we be writing this down?
What the?
No. No, Brian's listening.
Oh. Yeah, look at his face. He has no idea what the fuck he just said.
Three, our lovely hostess Shannon will roll the 90s cube of death for each contestant. Whatever it lands on is final. If the 90s cube of death lands on 90s, I will ask you a 90s horror question that will be worth 9 points. Okay. 9 points.
I got that.
All right. If it lands on Malort.
Why not 10?
You have to do. You do not have to answer a question. You do a shot of Malort and gain 20 points. If you do not take the shot, you lose 20 points.
Oh, that's what's going to get us, Joe.
Yes. All questions are already written down. We shall have Shannon roll the six-sided dice in order for...
She doesn't even know what the hell's going on. Look at her. She's like, what? What the fuck?
So in this game, we lose by not drinking.
Yes. Or not getting the stuff right, I guess.
Yeah.
No, not true. Okay, so Catherine, ladies first.
Okay.
Shannon's gonna roll the six-sided dice.
All right.
And see, the highest number is the first person to go first. And if you want the highest number, because the first category of the 90s is the easiest, and it gets harder.
Okay.
All right. So, Shannon?
I'm sort of getting this. It's all going to make sense after a few more shots, yeah, I'm sure.
There you go.
Yeah. Brian's exactly. A contestant, too, in
it
this,
was a three?
Right?
Is Brian a contestant? Or is he just the scorekeeper?
Oh, I have more rules.
I have more rules.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, you can pass off...
We are worried about making an hour.
You can pass off two Malort shots to another contestant during this round where you don't lose any points. If the contestant who receives a pass shot doesn't take the shot, they will lose 10 points. Question number... Then the questions will be... I will describe a 94 film.
Question number
two. You have to name the movie. Okay, so I'm going to describe a 90s horror film. You have to name the movie.
Okay.
And
if you land on a Malort shot, you have one opportunity to give the shot to Brian or me. Then you gain 15 points. The contestants cannot give two in a row to Brian or me. So there's no ganging up on me.
I don't. Okay? I have no idea what he just read. What did he just say?
I say we just go with it.
Yeah, let's just do it.
So I rolled a four. So what happens now?
So now it's Joe's turn.
Okay.
And
do I need?
Oh. We're rolling
this
right now.
This is just to see who goes first, right?
Rest. Yeah.
Yes. Come on, Shannon. Give me a six.
It was a four.
Oh, all right.
Gotta roll again. Oh, there you go. Five.
All right.
So right now, Catherine's in last place. Now,
I love that she dressed up for this.
Yeah.
She's a good sport.
I feel so underdressed.
Matt got a one.
All right.
It was literally a one.
Bullshit. That's fucking bullshit.
That's one.
You're against me.
All right.
Maybe if we used a bigger die.
So Joe, you are up first. You ready, buddy?
I'm ready. Ben ready.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you. Oh yeah. Yes, you have to. I'm gonna roll it.
Okay.
If it lands a 90s, it's a 90s question. If you land on an M, it's the Malort.
How many M's are on there?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Because I was paying two.
Just roll it.
One.
Just roll.
It's a Malort.
Ah, there you go, Joe. Take your dang shot.
What do I get for this?
20 points. Well,
you'd get 20 points. Or you can pass it off.
Yeah, there you go.
Shrank from the bottom. Jesus Christ. That was amazing.
You wouldn't have to do dishes.
That's not a... How do we know
that's a shot? Depressed. All right, so that's 20 points for Joey.
Yep.
Here is the next row for Mr. Joe James.
Oh, he goes again?
I got to go again?
Oh, he goes.
Yeah. He just did his. Yeah, I'll roll again. That one's in a row. Ready?
What?
90s.
Just going to keep going until Joe gets a 90s. All right.
She's not cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Okay, so question number one. What 1992 Stephen King horror adaptation was a mother and son moves to a new town to...
Mark made a boner.
Okay. Joe, I'll repeat. I was interrupted by something. What 1992 Stephen King horror adaptation was about a mother and son moves to a new town to prey on young women?
Sleepwalkers.
Correct. So that is 9 points. We'll roll the dice,
Brian,
again for Joey.
Brian, how many points do I have so far?
29.
Okay.
There it is. Good job.
That's why Brian's here. He's
Brian, you are, you know,
and
it's
nothing
first
else. To 30, right?
Yeah,
first to 30 great points wins.
No. He's, here we go, ready?
The only friend Mark has that knows how to count.
Let's roll it again. Ready?
Is this my turn now, or is it still Joe?
No, it's turn 90s. Still mine.
All right. How is it Joe's?
When does it go off
many
of Joe's turn?
Yeah, right.
I think, don't I get four?
He gets five.
Five turns.
Oh,
I'm going to take rolls.
Then I can pass out. Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Question number two.
Three.
What 1990?
This is my third round, right?
Third round.
Okay.
All right. What 1991 movie is about a master of disguise, deranged killer... begins killing off college students who are organizing a horror movie marathon in an abandoned theater?
Popcorn.
Correct. That's 9 points.
Nice.
Is that from the 80s?
This is 90s. It was 1990.
No, I think it was 90s. I think it was 90 or 91. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you questioning me, Captain?
Hey, yo.
That would be a first.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Good job, Joe. That was deep in the bag.
Well, we also
I had that poster in my college dorm my freshman year.
Here we go. 90s.
Is 90s the only decade?
I guess. For this category.
Oh.
All right. So this is the fourth, right?
Yes.
Yes.
This is the fourth row. Okay. So. This story is about a young boy named Fool from the ghetto and takes place on his 13th birthday in an attempted burglary with two others of the home of his family's evil landlords. He becomes trapped inside their large suburban house and discovers the secret of the children. What film is that?
People Under the Stairs.
Correct!
Jeez, Joe. Joe knows his 90s movies.
Yeah.
Joe, hell yeah. All right, last roll for
Brian.
Joey.
Where am I at, Brian? Where am I at?
You are. I got to do some math, but 29, 30. Yeah, you're up there. I'll
you don't
total
have to ask every time, Joe.
I think I'm at 47.
You're up there.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
90s question.
All right.
A young girl, new to a Catholic school, befriends a coven of witches whom the other students shun or fear. But when a powerful invocation goes wrong, the consequences could endanger their lives.
The Craft.
Correct! That's 9 points!
I don't know. I don't know what's more amazing, that Joe knows the answer to these, or that he can decipher Mark's horrible pronunciation of all these words.
I had a shot of Malort, and I got four questions right. So, by my math, is...
56.
We can tally later. We don't have to tally after every question.
That is correct. It's 56.
It is 56, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon. Next up is Catherine.
Catherine.
We'll roll the dice for Catherine.
Let's do it.
Malort!
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Just what I want.
Off to a great start.
Now watch, Catherine gets like five Malorts.
I know, right? Yeah. Rob will pass some of them. Don't you worry.
Yeah, she can pass them to... we got to know like how many rounds, because we can pass it twice, right?
No, this, you can pass two shots in this category.
Who oh, do you in pass this category? To?
Yeah.
You right. pass them to somebody else?
No, yeah, wait, Brian or Mark.
Or me.
But then do those people get 20 points or they just
no,
have to do a shot?
They get Brian.
They get Brian?
They yeah. go Brian. You only get 10
Did you
points.
Say 10? Did you say 10?
No, 15 points. You gain 15 points if you pass it on.
So you're basically giving somebody 15 points. That's what it is. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
And you lose 20, so it's really you're down 35 points. Okay, I get it.
All right.
Sort of.
It all makes sense. Here we go, Catherine.
Eventually.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
It's Malort.
Oh, Catherine.
I don't know. I'm noticing a trend.
No.
You feel so
Shannon's feeling bad.
Uh-huh. Shannon's all right. Good up in the world.
Take it like a champ.
Yeah, she's like, what's her name in Raiders of the Lost Ark? She's Marion in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Marion Ravenwood. Marion Ravenwood, what's her name? Matt. Yeah. Ravenwood, Matt.
Matt and I know that one.
Look at her.
Yeah, we know that one.
Yeah.
Joe and I are experts.
That's 40 points for Catherine.
All right.
Good job, Catherine.
Better not be an M again.
What's that? I can't hear you.
Catherine's allowed to pass me off to you if she wants.
Oh, no. That's very nice of her.
Shannon's feeling guilty. All right.
No, it's not your fault, Catherine. Or, I mean, yeah. Shannon.
Shannon.
Matt says it's not your fault.
It's not
your fault. All right, ready?
It's Mark's
fault. Don't fuck it up.
Oh, this whole thing is Mark's fault, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another M.
90s.
Okay,
there you go.
Shannon's like, yeah.
All right.
Question number one. A teenage slacker's right hand gets possessed with murderous intent.
Idle hands.
Correct.
Nice.
Back in.
Woo-hoo. God.
90s. That was right. Really a roll.
you just dropped a drop.
All right. Question number two, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
They're back, and this time they have taken control of a New York City media mogul's high-tech scapery.
I know this one.
You're not supposed to say the answer.
High-tech what?
They're high. Yeah. Scapentry. Repeat the question.
They're back, and this Scapentry? Time they've taken control of a New York City media mogul high-tech scrapentry.
Scrapentry?
What's a scrapentry?
Like a skyscraper.
Scraper? Oh.
Then why didn't you just say skyscraper?
Superman 3?
That's not a horror film.
I don't
Incorrect.
Know what is
Take
it?
Take a shot. Gremlins what? 2.
Oh. I have to take a shot? Cause I got.
You have to take a shot when you miss one?
Oh, no, you don't have to.
Okay, right? Good.
There's no points.
Yeah.
All right. This is the fifth roll, correct, Brian?
Yes, I think
correct.
So.
I love all the scraping tree in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a great scraping tree skyline.
Tour from the boat.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it when the clouds
Shannon
hang down and cover
Shannon
half
rolled
of
a
Malort. Scraping tree.
I'm going to pass that one on to... Now, how is this working again? I can pass it to anybody or just to you or Brian?
To either me or Brian.
All right, Mark, it's your turn.
Okay, hold on. I have a question.
Shannon's or me.
Mark, so if she doesn't take a shot, does she lose 20 points but then gain 15?
She loses 20 points. She loses 20 points. Oh, no. She only gains 15 points.
Okay, so she doesn't lose anything.
Because she passed it to me.
Okay.
So you skipped taking the shot, but you got 15 points.
How did that work?
Don't question it. Just go with it.
He originally said you lose 20 points when you pass it off.
No, you can pass it twice. Only twice. And then if you wanted to pass another one. Trust me, the longer this goes, she's not going to... She might be passing more.
So
all right, cheers, everybody.
Catherine now has 64 points.
Correct.
So she got 15 points for passing
it off? I'm
not
in second place. No, yeah.
Nothing about this makes sense.
Was that the last roll?
Yes. Now Matt's turn. Yeah.
Nope.
She's done.
All right.
All right.
Matt's turn.
All right, here we go. Matthew.
Get the weighted dice out here, I think.
It's the same dice. Ready?
I think you should buy a vowel.
90s.
All right. Thank you, Shannon.
Question number one, Matt.
All right.
A new kid at Cradle Bay, Washington, stumbles across something sinister about the town's method of transforming its unruly teens into upstanding citizens. No, no stealing, Joe.
Damn it.
The faculty?
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Disturbing behavior.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember that one. Are these all movies we've watched?
They're all movies from the 90s.
They're all movies from the 90s.
All right. I've never seen them.
Ready, Shannon? 90s. After outrunning a typhoon at sea, a strong-willed tugboat navigator and her crew discover a high-tech alien life form that's taken control of a Russian research vessel and aims to destroy on a massive scale. 1999. Catherine's... No, no stealing. I told you, the last category's hard.
I don't know.
The answer is, Catherine?
The virus?
Correct.
Yeah.
God.
Roll the dice.
Oh, is that the one with Dustin Hoffman in it?
No. That's Sphere. You're thinking of Sphere. No. That's got, with like Jamie Lee Curtis. Your girl.
No, not Sphere. There was one with Dustin Hoffman where there was like a monkey involved or something like that.
Oh, that's Outbreak.
That's Outbreak.
Is that Congo?
Yeah.
Here we go, Matt. Congo's a great film.
BJ and the Bear?
Yeah. BJ and the Bear is wonderful. All right, ready?
He just likes animals in movies.
That was okay. Ready? Malort.
All right. Thank God. I hate these 90s fucking movies. All right, here we go. All right, cheers. Cheers.
Brian, we can't see you. You still there?
Yeah, Brian went off.
Oh, uh-oh. I can see you.
Who's going to count?
I'm still here.
He's going to get his abacus. Okay.
Jesus Christ, Brian.
How much do I get for that shot?
20 points.
20
oh,
points.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Was this? Wait, how many rolls is this?
I think this is five.
This is your fourth.
Four?
This is your fourth right here.
Number four. All
right. That's 90s. All right. A thief accidentally releases a wish-granting djinn from a cursed opal. The demon must collect 1,001 souls to begin an apocalypse, forcing the thief to confront her guilt through sacrificial redemption.
I think he meant genie.
A genie? Djinn.
Not
a djinn.
A
djinn?
It's basically a genie, but the real actual name is djinn.
That sounds Asian.
That's a
thing I've heard.
I have no idea.
That is, the answer is Wishmaster 2, Evil Never Dies.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Well, I told you, these are the lowest roll dice is the hardest questions.
You're going deep and hard.
Have you ever watched a horror movie, Matt?
Yeah, I have. Apparently not.
None of these ones, though.
Yeah.
Final roll.
I am BD, be damned.
I only watch Ryan Phillippe movies.
Lord.
Oh, nice. That's how I get points. Keep it coming, Shannon.
You know, if you just had five Malort shots, you'd have 100 points right now.
Right.
That's true.
Passed that's out on the group.
Wait. Shannon, come back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Everyone say thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
Woo-hoo! All right. Thank you so much. She's wonderful, isn't she? All right.
I can't believe you hit her. That was so mean. Even Vanna White gets introduced at the beginning of the show.
Exactly.
I wanted her to be a surprise.
Well, you did it.
Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise. All right. Trivia number two.
Is this when the wheel comes in?
No. Trivia number two is called Hot. No. Trivia number two is called Hot Potato. Hot Potato is an icon on a contestant. Either Catherine, Matt, or Joe. I ask a question. The contestant that I called on chooses one of the other contestants to answer the question. The contestant that the contestant chooses, if the contestant gets it right, gets 20 points. If the contestant gets it wrong, the contestant who chose the contestant drinks the short of Merlot. Merlot.
Short of Merlot.
Short what? Of Merlot? All right.
Merlot.
I need to buy my Merlot.
Each contestant gets one question. Also, if the contestant gets it wrong, they have to take a shot. So basically, when I call on a contestant, the contestant wants the contestant to get it right to get 20 points.
I left my decoder ring at home.
There is a 5-second time limit.
Mark made a boner.
Mark, Joe, I'm so glad you didn't make that little sound cue any shorter than it is. I love that it goes through this whole thing.
All right, are we ready?
I have no idea what's going on.
All right, I might have
I've
to read
three
this over
more
again.
Shots.
All right,
we'll figure it out.
So look, I'm gonna call on a contestant.
It's starting to not taste so good, by the way.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'm gonna call. I'm gonna ask a question. I'm gonna call on one person. All right, just remember, the person I call on needs to answer the question. The contestant. Okay. All right, so here we go. Matt.
Yes. Joe.
I'm going to ask you a question. If you don't think you know the answer, you could pass it to either Joe or Catherine.
Okay. What about Brian?
All right. No, Brian. Brian's fine.
Brian's fine.
Thanks.
All right. So, Matt.
Yes.
Who directed Monkey Shines? If you don't know the answer, you can pass it on to somebody else. If they get it wrong, they have to do a shot of Malort. If you get it right, you get 20 points.
Wes Craven.
Incorrect. Do a shot
of
Malort.
Damn it. God. I have to do a shot of Malort for this?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
That's why it's like.
So, Mark, it's you just 20 know. Points for a know. Right answer.
Yes.
If I think I know, can I steal?
No, because...
These are getting worse the more I drink it. I feel like Malort is the opposite of most drinks. Like, it gets better the more you drink it. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
All right. Catherine?
Holy shit.
Yes.
You're next.
There's a fingernail in my bottle.
What?
Christ.
Now, remember, Catherine, if you don't think you know the answer correctly and you don't want to take a shot of Malort... Pass it on to either Joe or Matt, who you think's not going to know the answer.
Cool.
Okay.
If they don't get the answer right, you get 20 points. If they get it wrong, they got to do a shot of Malort. Okay.
All right.
We really should have a rule here where if something happens, Mark has to take a shot of Malort, because I feel like you're not getting enough shots of Malort.
There's
almost emptied her bottle.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Brian and I are in trouble.
Mark will take a shot
first.
I mean, just don't want you to feel left out on the thing, you know.
Oh, I don't. Trust me. All right. Here we go. Ready, Catherine?
Yes.
What is Elvira's real name?
Cassandra Peterson.
Awesome.
Very good.
20 points for Catherine.
Elvira.
Elvira. That's what I said.
Okay. <All right.
laughs> Almost.
Joey.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Name 4 John Saxon horror films.
4.
And I can pass this on to somebody else.
Pass this to somebody else.
I'm going to pass it to Catherine.
Ooh.
All right, Black Christmas. Nightmare on Elm Street. Can I pass the other two off to Matt?
No.
I think she should.
No.
No.
Give me a second.
This guy doesn't need any more shots of Malort for a few minutes.
Is he a Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2?
Dad, you can't ask questions like that.
Why not?
Why don't you just use IMBD?
You know what?
No, Catherine, you can't do that.
Let me think.
Uh-huh. What were the two you just said?
Black Christmas
and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah.
The two.
You got two more.
Yeah. I can't think of another one. Five,
four.
I don't even know
who this three, guy is.
Two. It's the principal.
He's the dad in one. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Or the dad. Yeah, the dad.
Nancy's dad. Or he's the cop in Black Christmas.
You're done, oh, Catherine. Okay. You got to take a shot of Malort.
Should I just do half a shot because I got half of it, right?
No.
Why not?
Also, you could have gone with Blood Beach, Nightmare and Elm Street Part 3 he was in.
God damn it. God damn it.
He was also in the New Dream Nightmares. Wars. He was also in the
you're
new,
right.
new
he was
Nightmare.
In New Nightmare.
He was
I just
in
think
that.
It's
That's
funny
true.
That it was my turn. I didn't know the answer. I just threw it on to Catherine. She doesn't
Yeah, what
get
happens
it right.
to Joe?
Now she has to do a shot. I don't have to do anything.
Joe doesn't have to do anything?
This is good. Shut up, Catherine. This is great.
Wait a second.
The rules of these things
I'll
are always
I'll remember this
iffy.
When it's my turn again.
I'm just playing by the rules, Catherine.
All right, here we go.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I just don't understand the game.
Category number
no
three.
No one does.
She's got to do her shot, Mark. You got to give her a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, sweet Jesus.
God. Oh, God.
I'm sure you licked the bottom of the glass.
Yep.
Let's go, Marion.
Man, Marion.
Man, I'm doing better than Mark over here.
We're coming up on 51 minutes. How many questions are there?
Oh, boy.
17 rounds.
Have you seen this book?
All right. The third trivia category. Really this is it. Where we get friend of the show, Brian. This is where we turn our heads to friend of the show, Brian, and ask Brian questions that relate to Sinister
if we can
Podcast.
See him.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why. I can see you guys just fine.
Just fucking it.
I see myself on
connection.
Camera.
I
all right, Brian.
Could be.
This is where we also find out who friend of the show Brian actually is a friend with. Each contestant will ask friend of the show Brian two questions. If Brian gets it right, it's 20 points. If he gets it wrong, he has to choose who takes a shot of Malort. If the contestant refuses the shot, they lose 20 points. So each of you are going to ask Brian a Sinister question, shooting from the hip.
Like, what do you mean a Sinister question?
What do you mean?
Sinister related. Anything about Sinister.
Like any of the movies we've done? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so shoot from the hip.
What happens if he gets it right?
You get 20 points.
Okay. And then what if he gets it wrong?
Then Brian has to choose one of you three to do a shot of Malort.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And since
but
I
he
haven't
doesn't
done
have to take a shot.
And since I haven't done a shot of Malort in a while, I will do a shot of Malort right now.
Who gets to go first?
Oh, that was good. We'll go with Joe first.
Okay. Brian.
Yeah.
What number episode is known as the Malort episode?
Oh, fuck me.
150.
That's correct.
That's right. Yeah, good job. Nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is it my turn? 20
points for Joe. No, he gets one more.
I get one more question. Brian, who was the guest host on the Trucker Horror episode?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. It was a good episode.
One of my favorites.
I'm
going
to say me.
That's correct.
That's incorrect. Yes. That's incorrect. He
that's
didn't say the name. He didn't say the
correct.
Name. He
oh,
said
bullshit.
Me.
Bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. He said me.
I think we
he
all know who his name is.
Yeah, we all know.
Brian, say your name.
That's some fucking bullshit. No, that's bullshit. He
Brian
didn't say Brian.
Was
Spitowski.
Friend of the
he
show
said,
Brian was the host.
There you go.
Well, right. You said me.
There we go.
All right, fine. 20 points. This is backfiring.
Yeah, loopholes.
All right, Catherine.
Yep.
All right. Brian.
Fuck. Yeah.
What would be considered the most divisive movie we've talked about on the show?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Let's see.
Wouldn't that be an opinion question though?
Oh yeah.
Joe, shush.
I would say The Greasy Strangler.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Brian actually fooled me. I thought he was like really. All right, that's 20 points for Catherine.
Brian, what is the name of the brand new addition to the CineScare website where you can look up any of the movies we've talked about on the show?
This is fucking bullshit.
I'm going to go with IMBD.
Yeah!
That is very correct. Good.
Yeah.
It is difficult because I really wanted to say it the correct way. I almost did get tongue twisted there.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, just go ahead. It's backfired.
Brian, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 3. Which is it?
Between 1 and 3, I'm going to say 2.
That's right. That's right. Good job. Yes. Excellent. Yeah.
Wait. What kind of question was that? Say that question again.
That was a throwback from when he was the scorekeeper. I said I'm thinking of a
number between 1 and 3, and he got it right. Yeah, he got it right.
Go ahead.
Brian, let me think here. That was that was my one thought that I had.
You could ask him like, who's the worst horror actor?
We can't even see Brian. We don't even know if he's
of the four. Members of the CineScare crew here. Which is the one that can't pronounce your name?
Mark.
Yes, that's right. No, thank
that's
you.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you.
That completely backfired. All right. On to category 5.
Free 40 points for each of us.
I had another question. I was going to ask him who's worse, Jamie Kennedy or Corey Feldman. Sorry.
Either one would be right.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but I'm going to go with the Corey.
Ladies and gentlemen, category 5. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the CineScare podcast, we have come down to the amazing category, the Wheel of Shut Up Malort.
Oh, it's Shannon's back!
Shannon! Yay!
Did she change her outfit?
Yeah.
Oh, she changed her outfit. Nice.
Got a new dress.
Wow.
Yes. Behold.
It's
the
beautiful.
Wheel of death. The wheel of chance. The wheel of construction that I alone did. The wheel will either bind us together forever or destroy over 150 episodes and over 5 years of podcasting.
Shannon needs a shot.
I'm putting my money.
Shannon needs... Okay, Shannon, it's time for a shot.
Okay. Wait, let me get my chaser.
Yeah, we gotta fill it up more. There we go.
Thank you. Here's to you guys.
And cheers. Excellent. Oh, Mark ran out of the bottle. Barely. That was like smoking, but you don't inhale.
Yeah, he didn't inhale that one.
Yeah.
He just wanted to look cool in front of his friends.
Joe did it. All right. Disclaimer, I cannot be fired because of this trivia I have created. Are we ready for the rules?
Sure.
Maybe. Oh, there's more rules?
Well, first off, we have categories.
Okay.
First is we have Malort.
Counterclockwise only.
Sponsored by Malort.
Next one. 60s horror.
Ooh.
Nice.
Then we have Malort. Malort. Vampires. 70s horror. The Greasy Strangler. Malort. Top Gun. 80s horror. Malort. Werewolves. And Polynesian carpentry.
Sweeping up on Polynesian carpentry.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. I was also hoping for tax officials.
Oh, this is great.
You're against me.
As you can see, we have the Wheel of Malort. Each contestant will have 10 spins. Whatever the pin lands on, you have to answer the category. If it lands on Malort...
Let's make it five.
Listen. Okay. We're just hitting an hour. If it lands on Malort, you have to take a shot. If it lands... Yeah. If you don't take a shot... You lose 20 points. You have 2 Malort shots each to pass on to either Brian and me. Only 1 shot for either of us. If you pass it on to Brian and me, you get 15 points.
Okay.
Wait, no. Each question is worth 20 points. Each shot you take is worth 35 points. If you don't take a shot, you lose 20 points. If you pass to Brian and me, we take the shot, it's worth 50 points. If we refuse to take the shot, you lose 50 points. If anyone throws up, you lose all points.
Oh my God. This is more than your points.
Okie dokie.
All right. Shannon?
Mm-hmm. Ready?
May you spin the wheel.
Oh, I wanted like the really hard pull, like on The Price is Right, that it takes forever.
80s.
Right.
80s
horror.
80s. All right. Who's got that?
Whose turn was it?
Are we doing the same order?
Oh, I don't know. Hang on. We have to do the dice of dice who goes first.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You moved it out of the way.
Mark made a boner.
All right. All right. Joe, this is your spin.
I fell on the floor.
Didn't count. Ready?
All right, no more shots for you.
Two. Catherine?
Mm-hmm.
It's about what I feel like.
Is higher better? I'm trying to not drop it.
Just three.
Three. All that for a three?
Oh, my God.
Matt.
There it goes. Four.
Four.
All right. Jesus Christ. Two, three, four.
So Matt, you go first.
Okay.
All right. We're good. Jesus Christ. All right.
I hope she's getting a nice steak dinner tomorrow night.
Yeah, she does.
All right.
Now spin.
Now spin. Give it a good spin.
And that's the show, folks.
Good night, everybody.
That's great.
Mark made a boner.
We made an hour.
Is it?
Oh, an hour.
Christ. Oh my
we
God.
We cut it right here. Be done.
Oh, couldn't have planned that better for you.
This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. See, Brian, Joe and I know that if you put Mark in charge of an episode, it is going... Oh. You don't need a theme. You don't need anything else.
Nope.
You just it need Mark.
Jesus.
A reminder. Itself. Mark felt this himself.
Yes, we know.
we spun it like so Shannon. Many times.
Yeah, Shannon's great. Replace somebody on the show.
Oh, super fan Shannon.
Anybody want to know their scores right now?
Yes.
That'd be a great
idea. What do we got, Brian?
All right. So, Matt, you are currently at 80.
All right.
Joe, you are at 96.
We're getting there.
And Catherine, you're at 104.
Wow. 104. Wow.
Cool.
Well... those
guys into this.
See, what doesn't make sense is that I was third, so I had the.
You had the hard one.
I had the hard one. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, your questions were ridiculous.
How is she gonna?
Oh my God!
Oh, this is great.
All right. Technical difficulties.
Did the wheel have too much force?
Shannon's gonna fix it. And then we're going to move on to the next category. And then we'll go back to the wheel.
Holy shit.
Holy God. Yeah. Fix it, baby. Okay.
Fix this thing that I didn't do very well.
Jesus.
We spun that how many times?
A lot of times.
Yeah.
That's why.
That was the problem.
Too many.
Yeah. Can we close the door?
Gotta get rid of that Timu.
Right.
We're going to hear the sound of drills and hammers and saber saws going on in the next room.
Okay, yes. So our next category for right now is the Malort Speed Round.
Wait, and so the what happened to the wheel?
Well, the wheel needs fixing. To be fixed.
But you
she's
already
fixing it right now.
But you did roll one. You did spin it already, and it said something, right? What was the thing that?
No. We're on to the speed round. Let's just go on
to the speed round. Okay. All right.
You know what, Mark? I don't even think you need to explain it. Let's just get it going.
Yeah. Okay. So the Malort speed round.
No, it's just Catherine's first.
No. Wait. There's rules to this. Okay. The rules.
Of course there are.
Everyone has a chance to answer the question. So, say your name first. Brian is the final factor who says or who doesn't say the name first. So do I. Each question is worth 30 points. The first person to say their name after the question is read gets to answer. If you get the question wrong...
I need my glasses.
Oh, boy.
Hang on.
Can we bring back the wheel?
I don't even know if I'm listening.
All right. Just so
call your name
each
if you know
question
the answer.
Is worth 30 points. The first person to say their name after the question is read gets to answer. Remember, your name is your buzzer. Oh, and during this category, Brian and Mark will intermediately do random
dance.
Shots during this category, which means the contestants can pass off three shots each this category. So whatever you want Brian and me to do a shot, just say so.
Okay.
All right.
Do a shot, Brian.
Do a shot.
Okay.
You can't even see him do it, though. He's
we trust him.
We trust Brian.
You don't trust him.
I promise.
He literally took off the monitor.
Well, cheers.
Hey, Brian, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 3.
2. But I'm taking my shot.
That's right.
Oh, God. It's never easy.
I don't think he did.
All right, question number one, the Malort Speed Round. You ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
What was the lead actor's name who was the homicidal killer in the 1986 movie The Hitcher?
Matt. Rutger Hauer. Matt.
Correct.
Nice.
So, Mark, that's 30 points, right?
30 points. Question number two. What was the first movie involving Hannibal Lecter?
Matt. Silence of the Lambs. No!
Catherine!
Nope. Incorrect.
Catherine!
Catherine.
Manhunter.
Correct. Matt, take a shot.
That was the Malort. God damn it.
You pulled a Mark. You answered the question before it was finished.
It's true. I did, actually.
Yeah. Matt made
question
a
number three. Question number three. Which Critters film was... Leonardo DiCaprio in?
Joe.
3.
Correct. Question number 4.
All right.
In the movie Deadly Friend, who or what was the killer?
Oh, I don't know this one.
Never heard of it.
I don't know this one
anybody?
At all.
Anybody? All right.
It could be a good theme, though. Friend horror. Right?
There you go.
It's called A Robot in a Dead Body. It's called
rub
Deadly Friend.
Rub it in a dead body.
Rub it into a dead body.
There you go.
1 second.
Yeah. Rub it into a dead body. Interesting.
Let's watch that one.
Hey, just rub it into a dead body, Brian.
If you guys don't mind while we're waiting, I'm going to check my email.
Sorry about that.
Good idea.
All right.
I fucking love this film.
Okay.
I love it.
Question
love
number
it, love
5.
It, love it.
What two rock stars was in the 1986 film Trick or Treat?
Were.
Oh, shit.
I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know that I've seen this.
I'll say Catherine. I'll go on a limb. Gene Simmons.
Yes.
And Ozzy Osbourne?
Correct.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Nice.
Question number 6. Name 5 horror films starring or involving Dee Wallace. You have 20 seconds.
No, but we got to see about
horror movies?
5 horror
movies.
5
horror movies.
I can't do five.
Yeah, five's a lot.
Melissa. What are you thinking? Melissa.
Anybody gonna go for it?
No.
Not for five.
No, I can't. I can think of only one. Cujo, and then there was another one. Oh.
It was the one that Vinny was in.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Vinny was in. She was in Critters?
Was she in Superfan 45 or whatever? What was that called?
Yeah. Patient
Superfan
Zero.
13?
I know there was a number in it.
She was in Critters?
Fanboy 13?
Fanboy 13.
Yeah.
All right.
And then that Critters one.
Question number 7.
She was an E.T.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the first story in Creepshow?
Ooh.
Oh,
Jesus.
Catherine.
I don't know who was in it.
Catherine.
Father's Day?
Correct.
Wow, Catherine, good job.
It's all that malort.
Yeah. It's like freeing her mind, and it's like, I can't think of any movies.
Yeah.
It relaxed.
Question number 8.
Yes.
Catherine, don't throw up. You lose all your points.
That's right.
I know, right?
Who is the best scorekeeper on the CineScare podcast?
Joe.
Matt.
Joe.
Brian Nesbitowski.
Correct.
He's the only one.
Nice.
You going to pass on a shot to Brian or?
Hey, Brian.
Question number 9.
Oh, no. Mark, take a shot.
I just took one.
Another.
There's no rules about that. Mark, take a shot.
Two shots.
Use a glass.
Yeah.
There
it's not
you
even
go.
Going down.
Ah, there you go. That first one was not a shot.
He just let it touch his lips, and then it went back. It's all backwash now.
Yeah.
Hey, Melissa, he's gonna lose his points. What are you looking at, Melissa?
Oh, God.
My Lord. What are you thinking, my Lord?
Next one.
It's like mouthwash now.
Next one.
Ugh. Ugh. I don't know if I could ever do any of them.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it good? All righty.
Woohoo! Oh,
the wheel's coming back.
It's another half hour.
Longest episode yet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, it's only an hour 12. Seems long.
Question number 9. Who was the lead actress in the 1987 film Witchboard?
Jesus Christ.
I know who was in it, but I don't know if she's the lead actress.
Brian, take a shot.
Fine. Okay.
Anybody?
Not going to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
I'll give you a hint. Here we go.
Okay,
again.
Catherine.
No, it's too late.
No, you said you're going to give me a hint. You can't do that and then take it away.
All right. What
Tawny
is it?
Katane.
Correct.
I wouldn't have thought of her name anyway.
That's who I thought she was, but I wasn't sure she was the lead.
Of Coverdale.
Right?
It's on the hood of a car.
The Malort is having the opposite effect on Catherine as it is on me. I can't think of any movie I've ever
juice.
Seen right
it's
now.
It's making her smarter.
I know. What the fuck is going on?
Question she's number 10.
She's running away with this.
She
Question
is.
Number 10. In the movie, the 1987 Blood Rage, the father's hand is cut off holding the name of what beer can?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I don't
Come on. Matt, it was your pick.
I know, but that doesn't mean I memorized the beer. Matt.
Matt.
No, why did I call out?
You're going to get it wrong. He's going to have to do a shot.
Hams?
No, close. Old style.
God damn it. Why did I do that? That doesn't make any sense.
Ugh,
it's getting worse. This shit's getting worse.
All right. Yeah. Question number 11. In the movie 1987 Blood Rage, what is
Just
the
ask
most
that question.
I No, what is the most iconic line in the movie?
Matt.
Matt.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Correct.
Thank fucking God. Mark, do a shot.
No, fuck. I'm not drinking out of the bottle this time. Fuck.
I think we're at the examining our life choices portion of the Malort session.
Yeah.
Or at least our show choices.
Yeah.
It was the best idea.
Tomorrow night. What is it? Tomorrow night is Catherine's pick, right? Oh, shit. Sorry. Never mind.
All right. Question number 12. In Jaws of Revenge, the beginning of the film was during what holiday?
Catherine.
Christmas. Correct.
Jesus, Catherine?
Man. That's a Christmas movie. Like,
her mind
Jaws
is 4 a Malort.
Jaws 4 is a Christmas movie.
Her mind is a Malort, like, trap.
Question number 13. In Slumber Party Massacre Part 2, what was the main weapon the killer used?
Matt.
Joe.
Matt.
A drill.
Incorrect.
Fuck! Joe. What the?
Guitar drill?
Joe. Correct.
A guitar drill?
Oh. Correct. That is
bad. Come on.
Take a shot, Matt.
That is bullshit.
I don't know.
It was a guitar drill. It wasn't just a drill.
Yeah. In that film, you really should specify that it was a guitar.
Yeah, you need to specify. It's on the VHS cover, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't throw up, Matt.
I'm not throwing up. It's the taste is starting to get to me.
All right. Question number 14. In Friday the 13th, Part 5, what was the profession of the killer?
Matt. Ambulance driver or paramedic.
Correct.
Too fucking heavy.
Last question. In the original film.
Risk here trying to catch up to Catherine.
In the original film, Halloween, who was the first character killed?
Matt. Judith Myers. Why are you smiling at me like that?
You going to say yes? No?
Joe, do you want to say it?
No.
It's Judith Myers.
He's right. Judith Myers. Well, Joe was looking like he was wrong. I thought maybe he was looking at you like,
Mark, are we going to answer the question? Or?
Oh, no. I thought he got it wrong.
No.
All right. So the wheel of Malort.
This whole time, Joey's been looking at you to see what your facial expression is when we answer.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go with the wheel of Malort. So Matt goes first.
Take it easy with that thing.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Right. Don't push it too hard, Catherine.
Yeah, don't go nuts.
Or I'm in Shannon.
Matt just called me Catherine. Because I fucking said so.
What does it
Who's
say?
Vampires, it? Matt.
Vampires.
Oh, okay. This is good.
Vampires.
What happens if I win? Or if I lose? Never mind.
Are you really questioning this?
You get. I forgot. Let me go over the rules.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait, no, I got it. I got it right here.
Just do it.
Each question is worth 20 points. Each shot you take is worth 35 points. If you don't take a shot, you lose 20 points. If you pass to Brian or me and we take the shot, it's worth 50 points. If we refuse, you lose 50 points.
You got all that, Brian?
Got it, Brian?
Hey, Brian, do you have a copy of the rules there? I mean, he's the one keeping score. Did you send him one, Mark?
He doesn't forward these to me.
All right, are we ready?
Vampire question for Matt.
Question number one.
It's worth 83 points.
Matt, which 1922 German expressionist silent film is an unauthorized adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula, forcing the creators to change the vampire's name to Count Orlok?
Fucking A. Come on. Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Matt.
Wow, man. Have a
I
shot.
I swear to God, the Malort does the opposite to me that it does for Catherine.
Malort.
Jesus fucking Christ. Can I pass this to someone?
You can pass.
And what do I do?
So if you pass to Brian or me, we can take the shot and it's worth 50 points. But if you pass to, if we refuse a shot, you lose 50 points.
All right, fucking goddamn it.
Oh, poor man.
So how many points does Matt get now?
It's worth 35 points.
Matt's starting to sound like Mark.
And Catherine is starting to sound like fucking Einstein. Is this still me?
Yeah.
Vampires.
Oh. All right.
All right.
Go 10 times, vampire. Apparently.
Question number two. What real-life classic horror movie actor played the titular count in Universal Pictures' landmark 1931 film Dracula?
Bela Lugosi.
Correct. That's 35 points. All right, spin the wheel, Will. 60s horror.
Oh, wow.
60s horror. Just got to find it. Hang on. I got it. All right. What iconic 1960 Italian horror film directed by Mario Bava stars Barbara Steele as a vengeful witch executed by having a spiked mask nailed to her face?
Black Sabbath.
Incorrect. Black Sunday.
Ah,
that was fucking close, though. Holy shit.
Black Sabbath. Sunday, Black Sabbath. God damn it. Are you kidding?
I gotta do a shot.
Oh, I gotta look. Joe, can you look it up? Can you look it up? Yeah. Is that a
alternative? No, it's Black Sunday. It's not Black Sabbath. It's Black Sunday.
I'm not trusting you on this one.
Are you serious?
No, I think it's. I feel like it's Black Sabbath.
It's not. It's Black Sunday.
Yeah, there is a witch movie from 1960 called Black Sunday.
Directed by Mario Bava?
Yeah.
Now, search.
And the Black Sabbath movie.
Mario now, search. What is Bava it? No,
is also Black by Mario Bava. And it is from 1963, but that's Boris Karloff hosts a trio of horror stories.
God, wheel, Shannon. Wait,
vampire
hang
like
on,
monster
on.
Who preys on his family.
All right.
Maybe a shot?
Shannon, do a shot.
Oh, Shannon, do a shot.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Maybe we should just make it
much.
Five.
Here's to you guys.
Maybe we should just make it five questions.
Yeah, we're going to do five.
Okay, look at all this that I've drank already.
Done.
What? That's impressive.
Yeah. You're gonna need another bottle.
All right, so this is the last spin then for Matt, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Sweet Jesus.
Spin it good, but don't break it. Please.
Poor Shannon. I know.
Poor Shannon.
Polynesian carpentry.
Ooh. Oh,
yes.
What is this?
There you
what
go.
Is this? You know who that's for.
It was for Joe, but it's now for Matt.
God damn it, Shannon.
All right. Question number one for Polynesian carpentry. What is the name of the most important versatile handheld tool used by ancient Polynesian carpenters to fell trees, shaped hulls, and carve wood?
Holy shit. Can you translate Google?
A planer?
No. It's called Adiz. A-D-Z-E.
Fucking Joe. God damn it. Why do you chime in with shit like this all the time in our chats?
It's also called a koi.
Correct. It's also called a koi.
I think Joe saved Matt from a shot.
Yeah.
It's also called a koi.
Did I win?
Yes.
No. You didn't win. Jesus Christ. All right, that's the last one for Matt, though, okay?
Okay,
God, we were going to do 10 questions. Thank God Shannon broke the wheel the first spin, man. I swear to God.
Excuse me.
No, you're fine, baby. Baby, I love you.
Blame Shannon.
No, you're great.
Yeah,
Mark,
right.
Put it together.
Exactly.
You're great.
Blame
you're,
Shannon.
You're wonderful. Sure. I love you. All right. You just gonna shoot it?
No, he's nursing it. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
All right, who's next?
I'm
Jesus
next.
Christ.
Catherine. Spit away.
This is one of the worst days of my life.
Polynesian carpentry.
Really?
Oh. I swear to God.
Joe's not going to get it at all, is he?
All right. Question number two.
Shannon!
Traditional Polynesian carpentry uses no metal nails or screws. What specific cordage material, hand-braided from coconut husk, is used to lash structural beams to a canoe hull together?
Palm fronds?
Wow.
Incorrect. Sinet. Also known as aha and kaffa.
It's known as aha.
I don't know.
It's what it says.
Is that grass?
What a story, Mark.
Sorry, I don't know. I mean, that's what the answer is.
Okay.
So, take a shot. And here we go again. Shannon, if you would spin the wheel.
I fucking love this film. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Top Gun!
Top Gun, all right.
I fucking love it.
I'm all struggling. Right. I'm struggling right now. I can tell
question
you that much
number,
right now.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
What iconic 1964 song do Maverick and Goose sing to Charlie in a bar to get her attention?
Jesus.
Oh. You've lost that love and feeling.
Yay!
That love and feeling.
Whoa, that love and feeling.
Michelle is out there listening to me right now. She knows that I'm hammered.
All right. Spin the wheel again.
Mark, while we're waiting, could you do your Christian Slater impression?
Yeah, do your Christian Slater, please.
That's a Malort.
Damn.
Hey, Brian, do a shot of Malort.
Okay.
You can't see him. He's not even doing it. He's like, Brian's like, okay.
We trust Brian, unlike
of course I'm going to do it.
Wait, that's for him. You?
No, like Brian's supposed to be doing a shot, but we can't even see him do it. So he's, of course,
so you're
I,
doing,
I
like,
am.
Okay,
I can,
I'll do
I
it.
I could FaceTime you.
Well, you know who is going to win the contest of who's Brian's friend? It's not going to be Mark.
No.
All right.
What's going on?
I just found out that I'm driving home.
Oh, just no.
Wow.
Who's driving home?
No more.
Why are you driving home? Huh? Just stay there.
Dude. I wouldn't stay with him.
That's so fucking mean. All right.
I can call you an Uber.
Catherine, 80s horror.
Okay.
Shannon.
Which?
The killer is in the house with you.
Which 1981 supernatural slasher film features a killer who hunts victims with a pair of oversized head shears?
My eyes are getting narrower and narrower. I'm noticing.
Is that The Burning?
Correct.
Okay.
Like I said, the one with Jason Alexander.
Yeah,
right.
Catherine's killing it. Yeah. Spend it well.
Wait. Sometimes I know things.
This is how much.
Wait.
Is
this the fourth? Is this the fourth spin?
I don't know.
It should be her third.
Total?
Third. So this is her third?
Okay.
Can you land it on Malort for her? Because she's hardly had any.
Poor Matt's had all the Malort.
Matt, do a shot.
The Greasy Strangler.
God damn it.
Yes. Yes.
No. No. The movie that won't die.
Hey, Mark, do a shot.
Wait, what?
Do a shot.
Wait. Hang on. I got to get to...
We're at 90 minutes right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're fine. I just got to find it.
Is anyone going to find this entertaining at all?
Probably not.
No.
What was the name of the potato chip?
Portal.
Correct.
Well, that's good. Oh, no. Good job, Catherine. I knew it. That's only
because you guys send those memes all the time.
I was going to say,
that's
even
true.
I knew that
Otherwise,
one.
Otherwise, like, I true. Wouldn't have known.
Yeah, that's true. Same. That's true.
Last question, or spin for Catherine. The greasy strangler.
Yes.
What did I do to deserve this?
I love it.
Because it's fucking
It's the
amazing.
Most amazing movie we've watched in years.
What is the name of the woman who joins the walking tour, catches the romantic interest of both father and son, and refers to herself as Hootie Tootie Disco Cutie?
Mark. Or Joe. Did I give that to you, Joe?
Yeah, for Christmas.
Yeah, for Christmas. That's right.
It's my rage cage glass.
She was the only character in there I liked, and I can't think of her name.
Three.
Her name was Hootie Tootie Disco Cutie.
One. Incorrect.
It was not Daisy or Darla or
Janet. Take a shot. All right. And Joe. You ready?
I'll take Polynesian Carpentry for 400.
Right?
I just texted Michelle and told her that I cannot cook tonight. I was supposed to cook tonight.
Malort.
Ordering pizza.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
God damn it. You got 50 points there.
Malort.
I've been doing Malort shots for free, I think.
Sláinte.
Sláinte. Sláinte.
That's 50 or 35? Oh, shit.
50.
Now?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's 35 if I give it away.
Right, right. Okay. Thank you.
Well, there you are. Good job. Yeah. Shannon fixed
70s
it.
70s horror.
Hit me.
Yo. 70s horror.
Mark, do a shot.
I just did.
I don't care. Do another one.
Fucking, just give me a second. I got to find out the fucking 70s. They gotta find the 70s. Hang on.
I feel like I'm blurry.
You are blurry.
You are.
You got a beautiful 70s. View of your microphone, though.
Yeah.
In the 1972 cult horror film Frogs, starring Sam Elliott, which wealthy wheelchair bound patriarch serves as the main human antagonist who refuses to stop polluting the local swamp?
What?
Yukon Cornelius.
Matt. Oh my God, Matt. Joe, do you know the answer?
No, I said Yukon Cornelius. I don't know.
No. Jason Crockett, played by Ray Milland.
So I gotta do a shot.
Yeah, you gotta do a shot.
Okay.
You don't have to hide.
I would if I were her.
I would hide from this episode as quickly as possible. Jesus Christ.
Werewolves!
Oh, just for Jesus
Christ. Yes! Yes. Werewolves. That was fucking perfect.
That's payback for the Polynesian carpentry.
Oh, I'm a virtual offspring of werewolf information.
Next fall.
Oh my God. All right. What is the name of the fictional isolated Scottish Highlands Glen where a squad of British soldiers encounters a pack of aggressive lycanthropes in the 2002 film Dog Soldiers?
The Moors.
Mm. Interesting.
Incorrect.
Duh.
I just said interesting. I didn't answer him.
No, it's Joe's.
I am.
Oh, sorry.
It's Glen Effric.
What?
Glen Effric.
How in the hell would I know that?
I don't know. It's a werewolf movie. You never watch any of them.
Yeah.
Spin the wheel, Shannon.
I got to get another chaser.
Polynesian Carpentry.
Okay.
Oh, fucking egg. God damn it.
All right.
That's fucking bullshit.
All right, Joe. You ready?
Yep.
In Hawaiian carpentry, the forestry traditions, which small endemic forest bird is historically used to spot the perfect koa tree ocean canoe by pecking at rotten spots?
What the fuck?
I'm more familiar with the tools, not the birds, so I don't know.
It's called Elapio. If the bird perched and pecked at the bark, it meant the wood was buggy or rotted. If it ignored the tree, the wood was solid.
Keep talking.
Malort is the sponsor of this episode.
Where is he going? He's going to throw up?
He's getting another chaser.
Oh, he's throwing up. He's throwing up.
He's gone.
Minus 50 points.
How can you prove it?
Look at him.
I doubt he's...
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, he's got a beer in his hand.
He's back way too soon.
I can't throw up.
He didn't throw up.
God damn it.
He's back way too soon. Joe. I think this is the last round. How many spins? This is the last spin?
This is my last one. But I got to do... You want me to do this shot?
I'm going to do another shot right now and for no reason.
Yeah.
Let's just let it run, but don't kill it. Don't kill it.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go. Ugh.
I don't know why I did that.
This is the last bit.
Glutton for punishment.
Tomorrow's going to be fun to record.
1933.
I'm going to close this bottle because I don't think I have any other reason to take a shot of Malort.
Here we go.
What year was Malort made?
1918.
Malort!
It's 1933, Matt.
1933.
You know how he knows that?
It's on the bottle.
It's on the cap.
You know how he knows that, Matt?
Oh, yeah. 1933.
So this is my last shot of Malort for the night?
No. We're all going to do one final shot at the end.
No, oh. I've done my shot.
Let's make this the last shot. This is the last shot of the night.
What can I say?
Yeah.
I've already done my last shot.
That's plenty right there.
Yeah, this is plenty here.
Oh God!
Like this is.
Catherine, hold up your bottle, by the way.
Yeah, hold up your bottle. Oh my God, Catherine.
She won. Catherine, there's no way that she didn't win.
Holy fuck, Matt or Brian?
I think Matt.
Let's tally the scores, baby.
All right.
I won when it comes to shots of Malort.
We're all winners.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So Matt comes in with a total of 270.
That means I'm third place.
270 for Matt.
Yep. 286 for Joe.
Dang, that was close.
And Catherine blew him out of the water with 359.
Whoa. Wow. Nice. I didn't think I did that well.
Good job.
First trivia, Catherine kills it.
Catherine, you should just play it more often.
Catherine, I wanted you to win. Girls, girl.
Right?
Absolutely right? Fucking A. Come on.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, we should have her friend of the show, Shannon.
Yeah, we need to have Shannon on.
Yeah.
I feel
like
Mark.
I don't know what I'm talking about right now.
Well, actually, there was a segment that Shannon was going to do, and she was going to ask. Go ahead.
No, all I was going to say is everybody else, all the boys take another shot. And
We don't need to do that.
Just put punishment on all the men.
Sherry was going to compliment how nice, soothing her voice is. She doesn't scream into the mic Mark does. Yeah, no.
Congratulations on your introduction to the CineScare podcast.
Sorry.
Just...
No.
Okay.
I am done now.
Absolutely, get out of here.
Oh, my God. Hi.
So what's the next round?
No, that's it. That's the end of the game.
We did this
round. Don't start us. No.
I mean, there is another round if you want to do it.
No.
What's the speed round?
We already did that.
No,
hey,
we already did the speed round.
Let's do the one that doesn't take any instruction.
Joe, I can't keep track of what our next episode is. So what's our next episode? Is it
Matt?
Is it
I don't know what
our
next episode is. Like your image. You know how much I wrote down for 50s horror and we didn't even touch it.
Well, save it for next.
Yeah, save that.
Save it for the next
200th episode. Yeah.
Save it.
Good job, Mark. Good job. Good job. We'll give you a little round of smacking of applause.
Yeah.
What the gun? It was as confusing and as a, much of a shit show as I could have imagined. I am now drunk. I am quite sure that I'm drunk right now.
And Mark, I speak for everybody. Despite your rules and instructions, you are now fired.
What?
We fired.
Yeah.
You.
See ya.
Yeah. We all had a meeting before the show. You're fired.
Yeah, before the show, you're fired. Look, everybody, go to www.cinescarehorror.com and check out our merchandise. It is amazing. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We don't have hats. Sorry.
Got really cool hoodies or sweatshirts or jackets.
Matt's such a fucking lightweight.
Catherine, tell us what we've got.
We got jackets.
Catherine, tell them what they
want.
What do you got, Catherine?
Shower curtains.
Yep. All of
shower
that.
Curtains.
Shower curtains.
Shower curtains.
That's a shower curtain right there.
Yep.
Beach towels.
Yep. Beach towels.
Yeah.
Beach. We're gonna have some. We're gonna make some kois for our Polynesian carpentry friends.
Yep.
Oh, all right, Matt. All right.
Maybe a toki.
No, we're good.
Here and there.
Testing.
Let's wrap this up.
All right, here we go.
Let's wrap this up.
Have a good night, everybody.
We'll see you next.
Oh, Catherine.
Next episode.
Or right. I mean, Shannon. Welcome back.
Oh, she changed her.
Hi, everybody. Again.
Oh yeah. What's our next episode, Joe?
Pigs in a blanket
look
t-shirt.
At that shirt.
Great shirt. Great
look
shirt.
Look at that shirt. Pigs in a blanket.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So our next episode is going to be Before They Were Famous.
Oh, fun.
Before They Were Famous.
Yes. Okay, there, Matt. Don't throw up. You lose all your points. If you throw up, you won't be in third place anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So next episode, Benjamin from Real Beans Podcast is going to be joining us, and we're doing three movies. We're doing Cutting Class with Brad Pitt. Was it Psycho Bikini Beach?
Return to Psycho Beach Party.
Psycho Beach Party with Amy Adams.
Return to Horror High.
That's
with
right.
George Clooney.
Yes.
I just finished that one today.
Isn't it ridiculous?
It's a doozy.
No, don't ruin it.
Matt, I didn't be say anything.
I called it a doozy.
It is a doozy.
Jesus
I'm fucking drunk. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Oh God. We've lost something. Oh, God.
Matt, you gotta do the outro music. There you go.
There you go.
Good night, everybody. Have you all got amnesia?
There's a shark.
There's a shark.
This little pig. Let's come in, man. What was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
I'm just gonna bash your brains.
Your brain.
I'm scared of her.
Some of his compliments are with jobs is blurring nipples on women from Sears catalogs.